thank you. Thank you for coming out this nice day, and it's much drier in here. If there is water, we have a problem, but I don't think we do. Anyway, I want to start out with a song that is based on a poem which I found, and the poet is John E.M. Sumner, and I don't know much of anything about him. He probably comes from Liverpool, because the song is about Liverpool, and he probably was in the maritime sailing trade because of the vocabulary that he uses. It's called Liverpool Bay. The strong salt winds of Liverpool that sweep across the bay once brought the great proud ships of old with teak from Mandalay, with bars of gold from lands untold and clothes from Zanzibar, with tea and jute from Chittagong and rubber from Parar. Trim figurehead and snowy sail, tall mast and tapered spar, a rhythmic shanty from the waist, the smell of Stockholm tar. Whilst yet the fog bells clang and drone, and eyes are tired and red from peering over weather cloths to see what lies ahead, and summer shakes her train of gold, and dawn breaks slow supreme with funnels red and funnels white reflected in the stream. The times have changed on Merseyside, the years have traveled on, and ugly ducklings plow and shear where once there sailed a swan. Safe anchored in a landlocked bay, washed by some river cool, they've rested port in fewer ports than even Liverpool. Forgotten, garland with mist and fog, they drowse at anchor there, whilst crews of bearded sailormen patrol each deck and stair. Borne faintly on an eerie breeze, there goes a bosun's call, scraping as dim yards come around, the clacking of a pall. Yet idly these tall ships will turn and hearken to the breeze that whispers in the ghostly shrouds of days remote from these, remembering weeks of driving sleet and high seas round the horn, and little islands silver-rimmed where molly mocks are born. Recalling long, cool, fragrant nights beneath the southern moon, the Rio Grande or Shenandoah to a concertina's tune. Yet often, just before the dawn, they see in dreams afar the glimmer of the Crosby light and rain across the bar. If it wasn't for the ships that do sail, if it wasn't for the ships that do sail, Dublin Lady wouldn't have to sit alone upon her stool. If it wasn't for the ships that do sail. If it wasn't for the kegs of beer or cattle in the pen, if it wasn't for the ships that do sail, Dublin Lady wouldn't miss her sailor laddie now and then, if it wasn't for the ships that do sail. If it wasn't for the butter tubs or coal all in the hold, if it wasn't for the ships that do sail, Dublin Lady wouldn't have to spend her nights alone and cold. If it wasn't for the ships that do sail. If it wasn't for the Irish Sea, so narrow with no reef. If it wasn't for the ships that do sail, Dublin Lady wouldn't have to sit alone all in her grief. If it wasn't for the ships that do sail. It's because of the Irish Sea, so narrow with no reef. It's because of the ships that do sail. Dublin Lady has to sit alone and weep all in her grief. It's because of the ships that do sail. It's because of the ships that do sail. Thank you. Thank you. That last song was by John Connolly. John Connolly writes some wonderful songs, a lot of them about the sea, and he lives in Grimsby in England. It's on the northeast shore, coast of England. And there's a street called Victoria Street in Grimsby, and at the end of Victoria Street is a wharf called Ranter's Wharf. Now, he said, with a name like that, it just had to have a song. So this is a song that he wrote, Ranter's Wharf. And I need to tell you one more thing about this song. There's a belief among sailors that if somebody dies at sea, their soul is transmuted up into that of a seagull. So if you see a seagull, it's probably, likely, the soul of a sailor who was lost at sea. Ranter's Wharf, the sun was sailing down, like an old square rigger pound for sea once more. And in the glimmer of the evening tide, I heard a small voice crying, crying on the shore. I saw her weeping by the water's side, and the evening shadows, like a cloak she wore. Oh, Betsy Walton is my name, kind sir, and I'm seeking, and I'm, for what can I do more? I think my Johnny's calling me. My Johnny was a handsome sailor lad, and I lost him in the gale of 94. His vessel broken on the midnight sand, and here they found him lying, lying on the shore. I've watched the seasons come and go, kind sir, and I'm waiting still, for what can I do more? Sometimes I think my Johnny's calling me when I hear a seagull crying, crying on the shore. Ranter's Wharf, the tide was turning now, when the moon came out, no silver curl I saw. Or was I dreaming, or a drunken man, when I heard a seagull crying, crying on the shore? Thank you. This next song I picked up on an old Stan Rogers recording, but it's not a Stan Rogers song. It was written by John Withers, back in about 1934 in Newfoundland. And it's about a voyage from Labrador down to Newfoundland. And if you take that route as you come to Newfoundland, there's a channel between an island, which is just close off the coast, which is called the island of Bacalo. And there's some very dangerous cliffs there. And in the stormy weather, it's a very treacherous sail through that channel. So this is about a ship that took that route from Labrador down to Newfoundland. Cliffs of Bacalo. Shores of Labrador, trying to head a strong nor'easter and snow too. When the wind swept down upon us, the day was dark as night, just before we made the land at Bacalo. Now we tried to clear the island as we brought her further south, but the wind from out the nor'east stronger blew. Till our lookout soon he shouted, and there lay dead ahead, through the snow squall loomed the rocks at Bacalo. Now it was hard down by the tiller as we struggled with the sheets, trying our best to haul them in a foot or two, till the deck so sharply tilted I could barely keep my feet as we struggled on the rocks at Bacalo. Now the combers brought her under, I thought we ne'er would rise, and the main boom it was bending nigh in two. With a lee rail 2 foot under, 3 hands upon the wheel, sure we hauled her from the rocks at Bacalo. Was the island, to windward was the shore, and that icy sleet could cut you through and through. But our hearts were beating gladly, for no longer could we gaze down to leeward and the rocks at Bacalo. Yes, that's a song of the sea. Nobody dies, the ship doesn't go down, everything turned out wonderful. This next song is a silky song. You know what silkies are. Silkies are these mythical creatures that are seals in the sea but then they can shed their seal skins and go on land and take human form. And then if they find their seal skins again, they put them on, they go back in the sea as seals. So silkies, there's quite a mythology or folklore about silkies around the British Isles and the Scandinavian countries. And I hear that there's even a mythology in the Northwest Native Americans about silkies. If you think about it, it's a way to explain why a man would leave his wife and family and just disappear. Well, he was a silkie. He had this strange affinity for the sea. Or a woman would leave her children and her husband. And well, we knew that she was a little bit strange and she had this affinity. She was a silkie, had affinity for the sea. So this is a song that comes from the Orkney Islands, traditional song. And it's about a silkie who lives on a little rock, an uninhabited rock in the west side of the Orkney Islands called Sulskeri. And that's not that far from Norway, so he swims over to Norway and he falls in love with a Norwegian maiden. And they have a child, but then he disappears. In 7 years, he comes back, and the song tells a story. The Silkie of Sulskeri. In Norway land, there lived a maid. Hushbalulini, this maid began. I know not where my bairn's father is, whether land or sea he travels in. It happened on a certain day, when this fair maiden fell fast asleep, that in there came a gray silkie, and set him down at her bed's feet. Awake, awake, my pretty fair maid, for oh, how soundly thou dost sleep. I'll tell thee where thy bairn's father is. He's a-sitting close at thy bed's feet. I am a man upon the land. I am a silkie in the sea. And when I'm far from every strand, my dwelling is in Sulskeri. Alas, alas, this woeful fate, this weary fate that's been laid on me, that a man should come from the west of Hoy, and that he should have a bairn with me. O thou shalt nurse thy little wee son for 7 long years upon thy knee, and at the end of 7 long years I'll come back and pay thy nursing fee. Put a gold chain around his neck, and a gay good gold chain it will be, that if e'er he comes to the Norway lands, thou might have a gay good guess on he. And thou shalt get a gunner good, and a gay good gunner it will be, and he shall gay out on a May morning, and shoot thy son and the gray silkie. And she has got a gunner good, and a gay good gunner it is he, and he gaed out on a May morning, and shot the sun and the gray silkie. Alas, alas, this woeful fate, this weary fate that's been laid on me, and once or twice she sobbed and sighed, and her tender heart did break in three. Those last two tunes, the first of the last two, was a slow air called Orkney. Well, here's a song that tells about a sailor who goes ashore. And when sailors go on shore, they get into trouble. That's what happened to this guy. So you can sing along in the chorus. You pick it up. It's easy enough. Quar bungo rai. Jack was a sailor who roamed on the town, and she was a damsel who skipped up and down. Said the damsel to Jack as she passed him by, "Would you care for to purchase some quar bungo rye, rotty rye? Fa di diddle rye, rotty rye, rotty rye." Jack thought to himself, "Now what could this be but the finest of whiskey from far Germany, smuggled up in a basket and sold on the sly, and the name that it goes by is Quar Bungo Rye, Roddy Rye, Fowdy Diddle Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." Jack gave her a pound, and he thought nothing strange when she said, "Take the basket while I get you your change." Jack peeked in the basket, and a baby did spy. "Oh, begorra," said Jack, "that is quar bungo rye, rotty rye. Fowdy diddle rye, rotty rye, rotty rye." Now to get the child christened was Jack's first intent, for to get the child christened to the parson he went. Said the parson to Jack, "What name shall he go by?" "Oh, bedad now," said Jack, "call him Quar Bungo Rye, Roddy Rye. Roddy Diddle Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." Said the parson to Jack, "Now that's a queer name." Said Jack to the parson, "It's a queer way he came, bundled up in a basket and sold on the sly. And the name that he goes by is Quar Bungo Rye, Roddy Rye. Roddy Diddle Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." So come all you young sailors who roam on the town, beware of the damsel who skips up and down. Take a peek in her basket as she passes by, or else she may sell you some quar bungo rye, rotty rye. Fowdy diddle rye, rotty rye, rotty rye. Thank you. I'm going to have a couple of my friends join me on this last song, and this is Lynn Graves and Bob Morgan, and I'll pick up the guitar for this. This is a song which came also from a poem which was found on an old abandoned salmon
cantery up in British Columbia. It was collected by Phil Thomas, the late Phil Thomas, and he set it to music. It's about salmon fishing, or the song of the sockeye. Hark to the song of the sockeye, like a siren's call of old. When it gets in your blood, you can't shake it. It's the same as a beaver for gold. There's a hole in the BC coastline, Rivers Inlet's the place I mean. And it's there you will find the old timer and also the fellows green. Now they hop, now the boats head up there like the sockeye, and some are a joy to the eye, while others are simply abortions and ought to be left high and dry. And they go to the different canneries, and before they can make one haul, it's $300 for the net grub and gas, which they hope to pay off. Off to the head of the inlet at 6 o'clock Sunday night. And when morning comes and you've got about 3, the prospects don't look very bright. Of course, there's always an alibi to account for a very poor run. The weather wrong, and the moon is not full, and the big tides will help the fish come. Along about dusk, when you're starting to doze, and you think you've got a good night's set, and F. Armor will roar as you look out the door, and some armor goes into your head. Now some of us think of the future, while others have things to forget. But most of us sit here and think of a school of sockeye hitting the net. And when the season is over, and you figure out how much you've made, you were better off working for wages, no matter how low you were paid. For the comforts of home are worth something, so take it from me, my friend. Frying pan grub and no headroom will ruin your health in the end. So hark to the song of the sockeye, like a siren's call of old. When it gets in your blood, you can't shake it. It's the same as a fever for gold. It's the same as a fever for gold.
Thank you very much. Thank you.